Is it possible to be sure you're saved? The simple answer, biblically, undoubtedly. Let's not make doubt a spiritual virtue. The Bible record is very plain in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And then in verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. And he goes on to give us the record of the gospel that ends up saying, he that hath the Son hath life. Now, put it all together. If you have Christ, you have life. If you have life in Christ, you have the witness in yourself. Now, what does that mean? Well, in Romans 8, Paul gives us an insight into it, where he speaks of the spirit of adoption. And this spirit of adoption, first of all, within us is a spirit of prayer whereby we cry, Abba, Father. But he also bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, how does the Spirit bear witness with our spirit? First of all, his witness is always going to be a biblical witness. Jesus, throughout the letters to the churches in Revelation, says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And it's what is written. Again, in 1 John chapter 5, we are told these are written that you might know that you have eternal life. So, the Spirit bears witness by applying his word to the heart. Assurance of salvation is possible, but we have got to make sure we do not sink to presumption. Assurance of salvation is a spiritual grace. It is, should I say, a perfection in or a maturity in faith. A soul believes the gospel. He takes Christ at his word. Now, there is a level of assurance that can thereby be gained. Put it quite simply, Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. There's a mystery I cannot begin to understand. There's a people whom God gave to his Son. And Jesus said, they will come to me. But now here's something I can understand. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Under no circumstances will I cast out the one who's coming to me. Now, does Jesus Christ lie or does he not? Well, if he tells the truth and I come to him, can he cast me out? Is it possible that he could fail to do what he intends to do? Is there any lack of power? Well, no, he's the omnipotent Christ. So if there's no lack of power, and we can take him at his word, if he says something, then we can take that word to the bank, because it's absolutely certain. God cannot lie. Now that's one level of assurance. There is a deeper level, where as we get our eyes on Christ, the Spirit ministers Christ to the heart, and he increases that confidence to a full assurance of faith. But let me caution you, that comes through faith in Christ. Most people who suffer from lack of assurance are wondering, did I pray the right prayer? Did I repent enough? Was I sincere enough? And you'll see it's all coming back to me, 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 me. Have I done this? Have I done that? Look, nothing I have ever done has been perfectly done. My faith is not a perfect faith. My repentance is not a perfect repentance. My love is not a perfect love. There's nothing that I do or you do that's perfect. Yet assurance demands perfection. Where will I find it? In Christ. And it's the more we turn to him and the more we get our understanding of heart fixed on who he is, what he's done, and especially what it means to be one with him by faith, What it means to be justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus and that is received by faith alone. Once you understand what it is to have the righteousness of Christ imputed to you as a believer in Christ, then you'll come to the deep and wonderful realization, God accepts me as being as righteous as Christ, with the same legal right to be in heaven as Christ, the same ground of acceptance as Christ, because Christ lived for me as well as died for me, and God has made over to my account as a believer in Christ all the righteousness and all the merit of Christ, so that according to Romans 5 I am now constituted legally righteous in Christ, who is my righteousness. Now that's the object of our faith. Instead of always being inward looking, looking back, was my decision good enough? Look up, do I believe in Jesus? Have I hope anywhere else but in Jesus? Then let me look to him. Let me consider him, as Hebrews 12 says. Consider him. Let it sink down into our hearts all this glorious truth of our union with him and what it is to have his righteousness imputed. And you'll find that's what the Spirit ministers to the heart to bring the witness of the assurance of salvation and eternal life in Christ.